Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We've been talking plenty on the Alexa show about companies extending work from home policies or maybe even going to permanent work from home policies for their workforces in response to the pandemic. Well, there's a flip side to this story. Some companies are actually requiring people to come back to the office when they've been working from home for a while and probably don't technically have to be in the office. Recently, Business Insider reported about the G3 Apparel Group. This is a company that owns brands like Calvin Klein, Guess, and Tommy Hilfiger, and how G3 is enforcing a return to its New York City offices at full capacity. G3 employs more than 6,000 employees in the United States. All associates in G3's Manhattan headquarters were officially called back to work on September 8th. These are people who do sales, design, merchandising, marketing, legal, etc., basically office workers. And according to email from G3's human resources team, the company is now requiring all workers to be in the office 3 days a week and strongly encouraging all workers to be in the office 5 days a week. And as you can imagine, there's some backlash from G3 employees. New York City, you generally speaking, you're taking mass transit, subways, buses, etc. Maybe not the place you want to be while the pandemic is still going on. G3 is trying to address this by offering a $100 weekly stipend for commuting costs, presumably to help to pay for parking or maybe Uber services, etc. But according to the company's HR department, failure to comply with the company's minimum in-office workdays, 3 days a week, can result in consequences from the company. And additionally, higher paid employees, say those making over $100,000 a year before the pandemic started, they're going to operate under a reduced salary rate if they don't come into the office 5 days a week. I've never really heard of a situation like this where your salary will get cut if you don't actually show up to the office on the mandatory number of in-office days. So interesting. And reportedly, there's been some positive COVID-19 cases among G3 workers who have reported back to the New York City offices. G3 is kind of brushing it off and saying, according to a statement, despite all precautionary measures, there's always a risk of workplace exposure to COVID-19. So while some companies that we've talked about on the show are letting employees work from home for extended periods of time, perhaps forever, other companies are taking a different approach to this and forcing employees back into the workplace when they definitely don't want to be there, or at least not be there as much as the company wants them to be. I'll keep an eye on the story here from G3 and look for additional reporting. It's something to consider, though, if you are a company that wants to bring employees back into your workplace, perhaps more aggressively than they're ready to return. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.